Nothing on earth can satisfy the soul. George Milne, Lessons for the Christian's Daily Walk, 1859. The eye is never satisfied with seeing, nor the ear with hearing. Ecclesiastes 1:8. The senses are but servants to the soul. The soul desires to look, and sets the eye to see. The soul desires to hear, and sets the ear to hearken. The soul is never wearied. It listens to sweet music, and lingers, longing still for more. When had the soul enough of a sweet flower? When was it ever filled to overflowing with viewing the masterpieces of nature? Nothing on earth can satisfy the soul. It leaves its pleasures with a craving for more. It sighs to increase its satisfactions. It grieves to think how limited are all its joys. Oh, there is a longing in the soul, a restless appetite to see and hear, to grasp, to understand, a stretching forth of thought, a yearning principle which spurns the restrictions of the senses. And yet, such is the tribute due to sinful human nature, sense, in its feebleness, keeps down the soul. The soul, with all its energy, cannot overpower sense. How sad, how humbling the condition of fallen man! Yet, child of God, you have no cause to mourn. Gifted by grace with higher faculties, you have that with which to fill your soul to the full. By faith you see, hear, and taste better things. You see Jesus on the throne of God. By faith you see the sea of glass, and hear the voice of harpers harping with their harps. You see heavenly and eternal realities by faith. My soul, why linger after the things of time, when better sights and better sounds invite you? Or why lament your straitened means, with heavenly power so unlimited? Then let your eye repose on Jesus. The more you look at him, the longer will you look. The more you look, the more will be your power to gaze upon him. The more you commune with him, the sweeter shall you find his company. Speak much to Jesus, you shall not speak in vain. The name of Jesus shall be to you as beds of spices and sweet flowers. Canticles 5:13. The whispers of the Spirit, telling of grace and peace, shall ever and always refresh your ear. My soul, these pleasures shall never fail you. Not like the music that was and is not, with no hand to sweep the chords. Not like a feast of yesterday, which is now gone for ever. Not like the flowers that once were fragrant, and now are fragrant no longer. Not like the beautiful landscape which you have left behind. Your Saviour, friend, and comforter is ever with you, now and to all eternity the same.